Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. We're going to have one of the most renowned authors and historians in the country on the air today. I'll be talking with Myron Magnet about his new book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. Now, if you're not familiar with Myron Magnet, he served as the editor of City Journal from 1994 to 2007. He's now its editor-at-large. Under his leadership, the magazine helped shape Rudy Giuliani's agenda as the mayor of New York City. Myron Magnet has also served as a member of the board of editors at Fortune Magazine. He is also published essays and op-eds in Commentary, The Washington Monthly, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. He was also honored with the National Humanities Medal by President George W. Bush in November of 2008 for scholarship and visionary influence in renewing our national culture of compassion. President Bush said Mr. Magnet has combined literary and cultural history with a profound understanding of contemporary urban life to examine new ways of relieving poverty and renewing civic institutions. So it will be a great pleasure and an honor to interview Mr. Myron Magnet, who will be calling here in just a moment. I want to remind you of new movies coming to the Harkins Theater in Prescott Valley, and ones that will be leaving very shortly. If you've been waiting to see the movies Avengers Endgame, Booksmart, Brightburn, or Ugly Dolls, today is your last chance to see them on the Prescott Valley big screen. And Palms is screening for the final time in Prescott Valley right now as we speak. New movies opening today and tomorrow at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, and the Harkins 6 in Sedona in many cases here, include Dark Phoenix with Sophie Turner and Jennifer Lawrence, The Secret Life of Pets 2, Wish Man, about the founding of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, that is a Prescott man who founded it, and it was filmed in Prescott. That will be showing at the Harkins in Prescott Valley. Also in Sedona, The Tomorrow Man opens tomorrow. That's the Twilight romance with Blythe Danner and John Lithgow, and also the Shakespearean biopic All Is True, and the documentary The Biggest Little Farm will also be opening tomorrow for the weekend in Prescott Valley. And we have Myron Magnet on the air. Mr. Magnet, thank you for calling. Welcome to Q&A. How are you?
I'm very well and happy to talk to you.
It is quite a pleasure to talk to you. You are one of our nation's most honored historians and authors. Tell me what it's like to be among the very, very few people to receive the National Humanities Medal from the U.S. President.
Well, it was thrilling, let me tell you. It was just thrilling.
And I have to ask you, too, when you there was a book that you wrote and articles that you have written over the years that a lot of people have pointed to as Rudy Giuliani's policy guide for New York City. How did you do that, and how did he use them?
Well, that was the magazine that we ran, that I ran, called City Journal, and we had the feeling, you know, this was when New York was spiraling out of control. Oh, yeah. We'd had Mayor Dinkins, and we were having one murder every 4 hours every day for all of 1991. It was just horrible. And suddenly we thought, wait, there has to be a better way to run a city than this. It can't just be all the left-wing nostrums. So, you know, we put together a program that had to do with policing actively so that police wouldn't just respond to crimes, but would police in a way so as to prevent them from happening by making everybody see that they lived in an orderly public environment, and that would dissuade criminals from even thinking of it. We had a whole program for educational reform, tax reform, and welfare reform, of course. And what was so amazing to, you know, to watch all this happen, is that in the, well, I mean, since Rudy Giuliani started, up through 20 years of Republican governance in amazingly in Moscow on the Hudson here in New York City, the total value of real estate went up 8 times. And that was simply because the city turned from being an unlivable jungle like you used to see in the movie Taxi Driver or Walking Tall. You know, it turned into this fabulous wonderland for living and doing business in. It was great. And Rudy Giuliani held up my magazine one day and said, you know, I don't know if you can plagiarize social policies, but if you can, this is where I plagiarized mine from. Well, that was fun.
I suppose. Of course, we can all remember when people would say about New York City, it's a great place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there. Well, now you can live there, can't you?
You certainly can. You can live here. You can send your kids to school here. And it's just great.
Now, the reason we have you on the show today, our friend Stephen Manfredi set up the interview. We thank him for that. You have written a landmark book. It's called Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. Why did you write this?
Well, because the previous book I wrote, called The Founders at Home, was an attempt to tell the story of the founding through brief biographies of the founders. And I wrote it because I wanted to know what kind of republic did these people envision and what kind of constitution did they have in mind, for what purpose. And I answered that question. But as soon as I was done, you know, I found the nagging question of, oh, wait a minute, we don't have that constitution anymore, so how did we lose it, and how can we get it back? And I knew Justice Thomas, and I immediately thought of him, because in the almost 30 years that he's been on the Supreme Court now, he has been explicitly asking and answering those two questions in the hundreds of opinions he's written for the court. So it's an amazing record. And, you know, what he would say is that we have a constitution which is designed, it's a very limited framework of government, and it's designed to protect the liberty of every individual American to forge his own happiness in his own way, in his family, in his local community. And that constitution, as framed at the 1787 convention and improved by the Bill of Rights and perfected by the Reconstruction Amendments and the 19th Amendment that gave women the vote, this is just the most extraordinary achievement to come up with a self-governing republic, self-rule, not ruled by somebody else. And what he realized looking at this wonderful achievement is that in 3 successive stages, it got subverted. And the first stage came in the 1870s. So we fought the Civil War. 400,000 men had died to set men free. And we passed these amendments to clothe freed slaves in all the rights of the Bill of Rights against depredations by the states. Mm-hmm. And 2 1870s Supreme Court decisions said, hang on, that's not what the 14th Amendment says, even though the dissenting justices were saying, no. Of course that's what it meant. But the result of these 2 1870s decisions is that we had Jim Crow reigning in the South for 90 years, right through Clarence Thomas's childhood in Savannah. Mm-hmm. And he says, hey, I know about this. It's personal with me. I grew up under segregation. I know what it was like. So he knows that that freedom that was guaranteed in the Declaration of Independence, and that the founders meant to give to everybody, but were unable to do it if they wanted to get the document ratified, that freedom, which was achieved at such a high cost, had the rug pulled out from under it, as soon as it was fully achieved.
Now, what impact do you think Clarence Thomas's own life experiences, you mentioned growing up in segregated Savannah, he also ran an agency that supposedly advanced equality, and he encountered, of course, race and sex politics at his confirmation hearings. What impact do you think those have on his judicial philosophy and his years of service on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think the answer to that is complicated, really. I mean, the first thing is that he came to realize that affirmative action didn't help anybody. It did not help its supposed beneficiaries, because either it would put people in, especially in colleges, where they really weren't prepared to do the work, and so the result was they'd take easy courses and they'd fail to graduate on time, or they'd just plain flunk out. And the natural response to being put in a position where, you know, you're a smart kid but you're unprepared, mm-hmm. and being put in a situation where you're going to fail, you develop resentment and anger and a sense of grievance, and so it doesn't help that person. And he says, and it didn't help him, because he went to Holy Cross and then to Yale Law just in the days when affirmative action was getting underway. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what the result was when he graduated from Yale Law? He says, I couldn't get a job, because everybody figured I must be some unworthy affirmative action guy, which he wasn't. He did very well in law school, and he did brilliantly at Holy Cross. But he said, I couldn't get a job. So what is the value of admitting kids to a place like Yale Law if ever afterwards the only jobs they can get is basically to be glorified social workers or glorified personnel managers? That isn't worth it. That's the first thing. But the other thing is that he grew up hard. Mm-hmm. His mother was really too poor to keep him and his little brother, so sent them to live with her father, who was a real self-made man. I mean, though semi-literate, he had started this fuel oil delivery company, a little company, but he was a nevertheless real entrepreneur who was filled with all the virtues of independent entrepreneurship. So he had the boys work delivering oil after school and on weekends. Mm-hmm. He had some acres that had been in the family since the end of the Civil War, right opposite to where the family had been enslaved, incidentally, to where their ancestors were enslaved. And he sent the boys out there every summer to clear the land and till the fields and grow the crops. So they really were like self-subsistence farmers in the summer times, and grew the food they ate. And so what Clarence Thomas learned from all his grandfather's example and maxims, like where there's a will, there's a way, mm-hmm. is that you really are responsible for your own fate. And between that and seeing affirmative action and welfareism in action, mm-hmm. Made him into a person who came to believe that there is a certain kind of individual and national character required for liberty. That if you want to be a free nation, you have to have a culture that nurtures self-reliant, independent-minded citizens, such as he grew up to be. And, you know, he once said, in a speech, he said, we think that everything is done with the laws, but he said, it isn't really. He said, and he put his hand on his heart, and he said, it's all done in here. Mm-hmm. You know, we obey the laws, and we behave in a patriotic manner, and we're public-spirited because of the beliefs we have in our hearts and minds. And that is just as important, if not more important, than the laws themselves. So that's why, you know, for him, the Constitution has as its soul the Declaration of Independence, with Mr. Jefferson's extraordinary statement that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights.
We are speaking with the world-renowned author and historian Myron Magnett about his book Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. More coming up with Myron Magnett in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away. More coming up.
Load up the RV and hit the open road.
I can't hear you
to the
right now,
shop.
But I think you can hear me.
Now that's
we're in the
not
middle
my
of a
idea,
two-and-a-half-minute
sure
commercial break.
And it sure is inconvenient. So
back,
let High
we'll
Country Rec Center come to you.
Mobile service is just one
minutes.
Of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over
great
the phone,
so
you're not
far,
paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Cold water shock makes sense when you dive into the pool, not when you hop in the shower. That's where RED Plumbing comes in. We know water heaters, and we'll get you the right system, exactly what you need to start the day off right or wash off a long day with a refreshing shower. Don't let water problems get you red in the face. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or you can always find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live with Myron Magnett, the author of Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. Mr. Magnett, you have been quoted as saying a big part of your education, a critical part, in fact, was going around the country and talking to homeless people and directors of homeless shelters. What did you conclude from that experience?
I concluded that the press does not tell the truth, that you remember, if you're old enough, you remember that when the homeless crisis first became a national topic back in the in the late 80s, the idea was that it was housing, mm-hmm. that people were just too poor to be able to afford it. Well, I went around and discovered it wasn't that at all. I mean, the people who were homeless were, as I think we know very well now, were people who were either alcoholics or drug addicts and had just lost control of their lives, or they were mentally ill. And you know, what it also taught me is that liberal ideas, which, you know, I was young once and I had them, but I mean, you have to learn from experience. So I remembered that we were going to have deinstitution of the mentally ill, that the insane asylums were inhuman, horrible, we had to close them, we had to have community health centers, and the result was that all these mentally ill, seriously mentally ill people got dumped on the streets, and our de facto healthcare system for people with schizophrenia and bipolar disease turned out to be the jails and the prisons, which is basically a pre-modern state of affairs. So it taught me very much to mistrust both the press and the liberal orthodoxy reigning at any time.
Now, in 1993, you wrote a landmark book, The Dream and the Nightmare, The 60s Legacy to the Underclass. Tell me what happened when you went to see the then Texas Governor George W. Bush after Karl Rove recommended the book to him.
Oh, we had a wonderful time. I sure came to like Austin, Texas, and I sure came to like George W. Bush. He got instantly the message of the book, which is that culture drives social reality at least as much as policy and law. That message resonated with him very much. You know, what's interesting is who it also resonated with was Clarence Thomas, who was newly named to the Supreme Court, and it was he'd been on the court a couple of years, and he called me up and he said, I read this book and it describes exactly my own take on the 1960s, and the deleterious consequences that the sex, drugs, and rock and roll culture had on poor black communities who didn't have any safety net when they went in for such nostrums. He said, come down and talk to me. So I went down to Washington and we spent a wonderful morning together. You know, he's only 4 years younger than I am. We had such similar college experiences and if you believe it or not, he went through a radical phase in college and in law school. I don't think I was quite as radical as he was, but I was a kid on the left in those days. And we both had the experience of looking around and saying, wait a minute, all these things that we thought should be actually came to pass. You know, there really was basically decriminalization of crime, and there really was come-and-get-it welfare, and there, what was the consequence? The consequence was people being trapped in intergenerational poverty, drug epidemic, a crack epidemic, an epidemic of fatherless children in the nation's ghettos, and we just thought, hang on, these ideas are just plain wrong. And it's interesting to see subsequently, actually, Justice Thomas wrote an article for my magazine in which he took on what became an important strand in his own jurisprudence. What he said in the article is, how can the law treat right-doing people the same as wrong-doing people? I mean, how can you possibly not discipline unruly kids in schools or gangbangers making disturbances on the public streets or people in housing projects making them unlivable for others by their dope dealing or their loud noises or, you know, their peeing in the halls? He said, if you can't discipline the unruly, the message that you're giving to the people who want to live right is, first of all, there's no difference between right and wrong. There's no honor in doing right. And by the way, the society is not going to protect you if you're a right doer against those who want to prey on you. Mm-hmm. So as a justice, you know, he is constantly questioning the Supreme Court created rights for, you know, students misbehaving in school or gangbangers on the streets, and he's continually saying, "Would you just look at the consequences?" Yep. First of all, these these rights are nowhere in the Constitution. They are a total invention of the Supreme Court in decisions beginning with the Warren Court in the 1950s. And the consequences, the real-world consequences, especially in poor and minority communities, is streets that people are afraid to walk on, schools that kids can't learn in because they're so scared all the time, and housing projects that are anarchies. So surely this can't be the right way to do things. And, you know, what he says is the law cannot instruct where it cannot punish. And some of these rights of wrongdoers to prey on rightdoers don't exist in the Constitution and need to be overturned. And here's another important part of Justice Thomas's jurisprudence. He says that we Supreme Court justices, when we see the Congress pass a law that we think is unconstitutional, don't hesitate to say, fellas, we're overturning it. So he said, when we look back at rulings that our own predecessors have made, mm-hmm. you know, of course we have to treat them with respect, but we continually have to question, was this right? Was this right? Is this what the Constitution says? And if we conclude that it was wrong, and if in some cases relying on a precedent that we believe was incorrectly decided, we have to overturn it. And so this is one of the things that has made Thomas look to left-wing law professors like a complete kook somewhere out in right field. That he's willing to overturn precedent. He's willing to overturn settled law, as they say, when he thinks it is wrong. Because he says, look at those decisions of the 1870s that created Jim Crow. They were wrong. Why should we pretend that they're worthy of any respect? Why don't we just say our honorable predecessors were incorrect? We overrule them. You know, just as at the end of the 19th century, when the Supreme Court almost unanimously said that separate but equal facilities for blacks in public accommodation would be constitutional, only one man, Justice John Marshall Harlan, said, no, our Constitution is colorblind and does not recognize or tolerate classes among citizens. He said, okay, what do we read today? Do we read the majority decision or do we read the lone dissent? He said, 60 years later, it's the dissent that won the day. So what he's been doing in his jurisprudence is picking out these wrong precedents mm-hmm. for nullification, for overturning, and laying out a roadmap for how we can restore that original constitution of liberty. And interestingly, 20% of the judges whom the Trump administration has elevated to the federal bench are former Clarence Thomas clerks, 20%. So not only has he laid out this roadmap for constitutional restoration, but he's got the troops in place who could carry it out. It's an amazing accomplishment, and 100 years from now, he will be looked at, I think, as the most consequential jurist of his era.
And this has been an amazing history lesson for all of our listeners and for myself. So I have to ask you, Mr. Magnet, how can our listeners learn more about you and get a copy not only of Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution, but also of The Dream and the Nightmare, the 60s Legacy to the Underclass?
With any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any good bookstore. And to learn more about me, just take a look at MyronMagnet.com.
And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Please thank Stephen Manfredi when you see him.
I sure will, and thank you for your kind hospitality. That was most interesting.
Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. That is the great Myron Magnet. What a pleasure talking to such an honored writer and historian. Stay tuned because we've got a break for weather and news coming up, state and local news and weather. Plus, coming up in about 9 minutes, I'll be chatting with Mark Bott from Operation KidSafe. 18 years of fingerprinting, more than 1 million children, keeping them safe and their parents for peace of mind. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Bad things happen to good people, and we at Jones Ford understand this. Everybody needs wheels, but if you've had a curveball thrown at you, like lost your job, had a medical emergency, or just missed some payments on one of your accounts, we don't care. We have financing for everyone, with interest rates that are so low, it doesn't seem possible. We also have a first-time buyer program that will get you off your feet and on the street. Come see us at Jones Ford on Highway 260 between Cottonwood and Camp Verde. You'll be glad you did.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The spring 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and check out the annual Home and Garden section. Prescott Living is pleased to announce plans for an inaugural hardcover showcase special edition coming late summer. To find out more about the new edition and the annual photography contest, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Prescott Living Magazine.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
People today are working harder than ever, going in early, staying late, even working weekends, hoping to retire someday and then begin to enjoy life.
Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. Even after helping members of our community for over 22 years, I'm still surprised when someone tells me they're planning on getting an RV someday.
The truth is, you don't need to wait another minute. Owning an RV is a dream well within your reach and a lifestyle you can have right now for as little as $3.88 a day. Small steps reap big rewards. Buy one less cup of coffee today, and you'll be brewing a fresh pot over the campfire this weekend. Brown bag your lunch a couple of days a week, and spend the weekend showing your kids how to catch their own dinner in a babbling stream full of fish. Skip the dessert next time you're out for dinner, and let your kids make all-you-can-eat s'mores under a sky full of stars. Where will you find your $3.88 a day? Working hard is good, but a balanced life is even better. Let's teach our kids how important it is to seize every day. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals. Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, I hope you heard my interview earlier this week with Helen Stevenson about the Prescott Film Festival. It gets underway tomorrow. The opening night film and cabaret party are around Prescott's own Frank Shankwitz. He's the subject of Wish Man. It's a biography about the co-founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which has granted wishes for more than 450,000 children in 50 countries, immediately followed by the cabaret party with light appetizers from El Gato Azul and a cash bar. You can get your tickets by going to PrescottFilmFestival.com. Then Saturday at 9 p.m., the free screening of True Grit, the Jeff Bridges, Haley Steinfeld, Josh Brolin film. That was the remake of the old John Wayne movie. It won an Oscar for Jeff Bridges. That'll be at 9 o'clock at the Yava Pavilion outdoors at Yavapai College. Stay tuned now for local and state news and weather, then a chat with Mark Bott from Operation Kids Safe on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 6th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Firefighters from the Northwest Fire District responded to an overnight fire at a storage facility in Marana.
These units were all separated with 2x4s and plywood, so there was a lot of combustible material.
Public Information Officer Brian Keeley says it was an older design and didn't use as much metal as current storage facilities.
Storage facility, it was basically two rows, 16 units on one side, and then another 16 units kind of directly behind them.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. Visitors to the Mingus Mountain area should be aware of a temporary forest road closure.
Prescott National Forest officials have put the closure in effect on Forest Road 493 for safety concerns related to equipment recovery on Freeport McMoran private lands. The road, known as West Mingus Avenue, is closed starting at 0.2 miles near Highway 260 and continuing for 3 miles, ending at the intersection with Forest Road 413, known as Allen Springs Road. The closure is scheduled to be in effect until July 31st. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm into and through your KQ&A weather weekend. Highs today near 83, 81 Friday and Saturday, 86 Sunday, with an overnight low around 55 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, mostly sunny highs today near 95, Friday and Saturday 92, up to 97 Sunday, cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 60. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. And stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And welcome back at 2:40. We'll be hearing in just a moment from Mark Bott for Operation Kids Safe. Hey, if you've been following the Stanley Cup playoffs and being from St. Louis, of course I am. My Blues are in the Cup Final. Ha, ha, ha. First time since 1970. You know, the original Stanley Cup was just a bowl that sits atop the trophy. Then the league began engraving the names of the winning teams, including the players, coaches, trainers, owners, staff, and even the equipment managers. Well, every 13 years, the oldest of those large rings is removed and retired to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. And a player's name will stay on the cup engraved for at least 52 years. Now, the original actual Stanley Cup was retired in 1970. It had simply become too brittle to travel. Now it resides in a locked vault at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. They do have a traveling version of the cup. That is the one you see presented on the ice to the winning team, which is taken to the teams competing for the cup and shown around town at different places. It has quite a history because each player on the winning team is entitled to take it home for about 3 days during the summer, and heaven knows what happens to it then. It's taken into swimming pools, into bars, restaurants, taken to family gatherings. Fathers of new children baptize their babies in it. The Stanley Cup has quite a history. In fact, the name Stanley Cup is just a nickname. The official moniker of the trophy is the Dominion Hockey Challenger Cup. I'm glad they don't call it that on the air. Now, the keepers of the cup always wear white gloves whenever they handle it, and each pair of gloves only lasts about a week. And perhaps the most surprising thing, the Stanley Cup does not travel in a seat on the airplane. It's stored like other luggage in the plane's cargo hold. Boy, I sure hope that one says fragile, do not drop. Now, the Stanley Cup is made of silver and nickel alloy. It's 3 feet tall, weighs about 37 pounds. It has an intrinsic value, materials only, about $1,500, but it's insured for $1.5 million. And if you live in Canada, you know that $1.5 million doesn't even approach its true value. It is considered priceless and sacred among the hockey people in Canada and for people around sports in general. And with those new movies that are opening up starting tomorrow and on this weekend at both the Harkins and Sedona, you'll start hearing, in addition to my movie reviews and quick flicks for the Harkins in Prescott Valley, I will also be doing those for the Sedona Six Screen Theater from Harkins. That'll give you a little different movie lineup each week. Also, we'll be able to tell our friends in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley what is showing in their neck of the woods, so I'm really looking forward to that. Diamondbacks are off today. They're heading east, way east, for a 10-game trip. That'll take them to Toronto, Philadelphia, and Washington. And because that's on the East Coast with the time difference, we will not air any Talk of the Town segments next week and no Let's Talk Sports tomorrow or next Friday, since all those games on the East Coast in the evening will start at about 4 o'clock our time. To repeat for you the movies that are ending tonight at the Harkins in Prescott Valley, you better see them before they go. That would be Avengers Endgame, which has made something like $2 billion worldwide. Booksmart, Brightburn, Ugly Dolls, those are appearing for the last time on the big screen today in Prescott Valley. Palms has just screened for the last time. You will be able to see this weekend Dark Phoenix, as well as The Secret Life of Pets 2, Wishman, and The Tomorrow Man. Now, that's kind of an interesting film with 70-something Blythe Danner and John Lithgow. Also, the Shakespeare biopic All Is True with an all-star cast, including Kenneth Branagh, Judi Dench, Ian McKellen. That is about the final years of William Shakespeare. Finally, the amazing documentary. This has gotten tremendous reviews around the country. It's called The Biggest Little Farm. It's about a couple that decided to create a 200-acre sustainable farm very near Los Angeles. You know what they discovered? This ain't Green Acres, folks, but it is a terrific documentary. You really do want to see it. Hey, if you're a Beatles fan, and, well, who isn't? Get back, Loretta, to the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday for the Beatles Tribute Concert. It'll be by paperback writer, The Ultimate Beatles Experience, and that's being put on by our friends at Tad Shows. You can get your tickets in advance, by the way. Well, 2 days in advance, but that's better than waiting for a sellout. And you can get those by calling 777-1370 or go online to PrescottElksTheater.com. You know, some time ago in the Arizona Republic, one of the local WAGs had penned a column about certain things that only Arizonans know. Now, we entertain a lot of people from around the country, especially during the winter when they become snowbirds and they want to visit us and enjoy the better weather. So what do we know that the rest of the country doesn't? Well, such things as, you know, we actually miss lush vegetation. We just don't admit it. We laugh at news reports of Snowmageddon, Polar Vortex, and Snowzilla. In summertime here in Arizona, flip-flops can be considered formal attire. We consider fry bread God's snack. We're not sure why there aren't more solar panels either. If you're doing the speed limit on the freeway, you'd better be in the slow lane. No one cares how much money the snowbirds spend. We're just happy to see them leave. Sunscreen is effective if only we remembered to apply it. If something crazy happens somewhere in the U.S., you just know it's going to have some tie to Arizona. We can correctly pronounce saguaro, Prescott, Gila, and every item on a Mexican restaurant's menu. Two things in Arizona are barely tolerated: Democrats and vegans. Few people are convinced that increased funding does not lead to better education. Unfortunately, they all serve in the state legislature. If we could annex San Diego, we would. Now, you know what a zoni is, by the way? That's what San Diegans call people from Arizona who flee the summer heat and go to the beach in San Diego. Now, we have no idea where our water comes from, only that right now there's plenty of it. Well, also, number 15 on this list, we don't get Sheriff Joe Arpaio's popularity either. We know better than to go anywhere near Sedona on a summer weekend. We were sick and tired of Jody Arias way before the rest of the country was. Few of us have actually been to the Grand Canyon, but we'll probably go when our brother visits. There's a big difference between 105 and 115 degrees because we don't sweat until it hits 100 and we don't whine until it hits 110. And if you spend any time here in the desert, you find out the worst part of summer is not the daily high temperature, it's the overnight lows in the 90s. And outerwear is required when it dips into the 60s. Also, we in Arizona have found out the hard way that palm trees really stink at providing shade. Nothing marks a tourist quite like posing in front of a cactus. The best thing about summer is bargains at local restaurants. Now we can finally afford what we've read about on TripAdvisor. Regardless of a number of craft beer places popping up, well, Bud and Bud Light are still our go-to beers. The bolo tie may be the state's official neckwear, but only two types of people wear them: campaigning politicians and millennials trying to be ironic. If we could all live in the northern half of the state, we would, because we do. We remember when lawn seats at spring training games cost $3. Those were the days. Everyone assumes everyone else has a gun, and you know what? It's probably better that way. Few of us in Arizona have actually ever ridden a horse. No way can an impenetrable wall be built because Californians will always find a way in. A summer breeze doesn't provide cooling relief. It's more like opening the oven door. Aerial photography makes those advancing walls of dust look way more ominous than they really are, as long as you're not driving. If life was fair, air conditioning repairmen and women would earn as much in summer as professional baseball players. One day, the rest of the country will realize the folly of springing ahead and falling back. We don't do daylight saving time, so we're better than that. We don't make a big deal about stunning sunrises and sunsets because most of ours are like that. And yes, we know lightning can cause all sorts of havoc, yet thunderstorms are still one of the coolest things about living in the desert. That is 39 things Arizonans know that nobody else in the country does or will admit to, courtesy of the Arizona Republic. Stay tuned. We've got more coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Worry-free luxury?
That's Buick.
Thousands in summer savings?
That's Finley Buick in Prescott. 2019 Buick Regal, where innovation meets inspired performance. Now 25% off MSRP. 2019 Buick Envision Preferred. Versatility has found its style. Now 24% off. Save over $8,500 off MSRP. Your Finley Buick Prescott price?
$26,320.
2019 Buick Encore Preferred. Size to fit the way life moves. A huge 30% off. Save almost $7,900 off MSRP. Your Finley Buick Prescott price?
$17,886.
For a brand new Buick. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. Finley Buick and Prescott at FinleyBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. Buick. Experience worry-free luxury.
Offers for well-qualified buyers must finance through GM Financial. Does not include tax, license, title, and 495.fees. Stock numbers B42701, B42356.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, unfortunately, we were unable to connect with Mark Bott and Pam Huff with Operation KidSafe. However, they were kind enough to send us some material I would like you to know about Operation KidSafe. 1 million children protected over the past 18 years in U.S. and Canada. Each child gets a BioDoc that contains all 10 fingerprints, a photo, instructions, and safety tips. This program is also good for special needs adults. The program is free for all families, and there's no databasing. The parent takes home the only record of their child. The parent should update their record, their child's record, with a color photo at least once a year. You know, kids change from year to year. The parent can fill out the personal information only when they get home. The parent would give this bio document to law enforcement in an emergency to help start an Amber Alert, and the parent is provided safety tips to start a family safety action vaccination plan. Now, what do parents need to bring? Just the kids. As long as they're with a trusted adult, the service will be available. What do the parents get? Well, they get the bio document with their child's digital fingerprints and photo. This document also has safety tips and helps parents start that family safety action plan. This program is always free to the community. Where does the information go? Well, Operation KidSafe, like I said, doesn't database. They will not ask for any personal information. And again, the only record of that child's visit goes home with the parent. What ages? Well, Operation KidSafe recommends 1 year and older. However, they can readable prints on younger babies if you want to give them a try. Of course, trying to fingerprint a baby, not always the easiest thing to do. What do they do with the document? Well, you take it home. You keep it available 24 hours a day. If there's ever an emergency, you hand the form to law enforcement. They will take it from there. And keep in mind, this is not only for kids, but also including special needs adults who may be at risk. I want to remind you once again about the Prescott Film Festival. It all starts tomorrow. You've got the opening night movie starring Prescott's own Frank Shankwitz. It's called Wishman. Also, the free screening in the outdoor Yava Pavilion Saturday at 9 p.m. of True Grit with Jeff Bridges, Haley Steinfeld, and Josh Brolin. And then you've got the gourmet dinners coming up Monday at 5:30, Wednesday also at 5:30. Those are $75 a person. The Monday dinner by Chef Robert Barr of the Sedona Culinary School of Yavapai College, and the dinner Wednesday prepared by Chef Barry Barb at El Gato Azul. Keep in mind all this information at PrescottFilmFestival.com. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Join me back here Monday with Jim Natal for the Literary Southwest series, actors from the PCA's production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and firefighter Jeremiah King for the annual Patriot Run. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.